So it varies, you know, across family types and across the housing tenure as well. So we find certain groups of families. So, for example, lone parent families and families where one of the parents has a disability, they're more likely to be in inadequate housing based on these different measures. Also, those living in private rented accommodation or in social housing, they're more likely to experience inadequate housing, particularly so for social housing. The neighbourhood effects are stronger there, so that they're much more likely to be living in areas that are characterised by high disorder. So this is structured, you know, it's certain groups are more at risk, and as you might expect, lower income groups are much more likely to be exposed to these problems. So it's a problem of poverty, as you say, as well at the start. There, it's that inadequate housing goes alongside low income.